Welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. This program is on the air live right now to discuss any personal issue or situation you may find yourself in and to answer your Bible questions. This is Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. What's going on in your life? Let's talk it through and see if we can help. You can give us a call right now while we have a line available for you at 1-800-677-9377. Write it down toll free. Don't wait. Call right now. 1-800-677-9377. For Bob and everyone listening, happy Friday. We hope you've all had a very enjoyable and reflective Independence Day.
Well, that's my wish as well for everyone out there. We do have such a wonderful privilege here in the United States of America to be free as a people, to be free as individual citizens, to experience it. To experience freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, all of those things that we value so highly. But those things are all, I think, foreshadows or shadows of the real freedom that we can experience in Christ. So whenever I celebrate the 4th of July and watch the firecrackers and, you know, the fireworks go off and all of those sort of things, I'm always reminded of the freedom that we have in Christ and the fact that Jesus paid the price, paid the ransom to set us free from the power of sin, the penalty of sin, and set us free to experience a whole new way of living in Him. And that is just incredible for us to know and for us to celebrate as the people of God, the free people of God. So I hope as you're listening today and you're a believer that you'll be reminded, too, of the freedom that you have in Christ.
Absolutely. And we have a couple of lines for you right now at 1-800-677-9377. We want you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher and Bob Davis on this edition. Thank you for joining us. Bob to New York. Let's talk to Justice listening on WMCA. Hi, Justice. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, how you doing? Just want to give all praises due to God and spiritual children on the planet Earth looking for solutions in a righteous, spiritual way. I got to say, you got one of the best radio stations on the planet. It's definitely a meditation planet, and it keeps God alive through His children. And, I mean, it's like being in heaven listening to you brothers on the radio. So, and some of my mentors is on here as well as y'all, so you know I got to be a decent brother.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes, indeed. How can we help you today, Justice? So nice to hear from you.
Yes, I mean, I finally got through, and I wanted to comment it, brother. You know, and I just wanted to say that I was listening to the, I think her name was Lisa. She was talking about mental illness a little while ago. And I just wanted to say, in the entertainment business, I was reading an article, it's like 85,000 mental illness people in the entertainment business, and they're still smart. They're still intelligent. They have problems. Like, you know, they have flaws. But once they take their medication and go see their doctor and do what they're supposed to do, diet, exercise, and everything is being monitored, they can function in today's society like a normal person.
Justice, I'm so sorry to interrupt. We are having just a terrible time understanding because of a phone issue with you. I'm going to put you on hold, let you speak to our operator. Perhaps we can rephrase your question off the air, but we are having a tremendous hard time understanding because of the telephone issue there. So, Bob, in the meantime, let's go on to Temple, Texas, and talk to Duran, listening on KBBW. Hi, Duran. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, I've been having a Bible study with my neighbor recently, and it seemed like he really does understand the gospel and everything. But we got to this tithing issue, you know, because, you know, some people, they stick to tithing. And I want to make sure I understand this verse was talking about in the New Covenant when Paul was talking about you give 10% to the one that's above your back. He's talking about Melchizedek or something like that. And I want to understand what is he really trying to make a point of, because I know he's not talking about tithing in the New Covenant, because he's supposed to give according to what we have and not what we don't have. So could you kind of explain that, what he's talking about in that verse?
Well, the point he's trying to make, Duran, and that's a good question, and the whole point of Hebrews is to show that Jesus is superior to everything in the Old Covenant, in the Mosaic Covenant, everything that the Jews held near and dear to their heart. He started off, the writer of Hebrews started off by saying Jesus is superior to angels. Well, that was significant because the people of Israel knew that angels showed up at various times and brought news from God to them. They believed that angels were involved in the mediation of the Old Covenant. Paul talked about that. So Jesus is superior to angels. Jesus is superior to Moses. You know, Moses was the man, I mean, for them. Moses was so important to the life of a Jewish person. He was the one that brought the law. He was the one that represented the people to God and God to the people initially. He was the one that established basically the Jewish way of life. But Jesus is superior. Moses was just a servant in the house. Jesus built the house. Then there's Abraham, and you know, he's the father of faith, and you know, he's where all this bloodline started, and yet Jesus is superior to him. And then there's the Levitical priesthood. And this is the point that the writer of Hebrews is making in chapter 7 when he brings in this strange character named Melchizedek. Melchizedek just kind of appeared one day after Abraham had gone and defeated some enemies and had brought back a big spoil of goods, you know, silver and gold and all sorts of things. And as he's coming back home, Melchizedek just appears out of nowhere. You know, doesn't have a history. Nobody knows anything about him. Don't know who his father is, his mother is, any of that. But Abraham recognized something, that Melchizedek was greater than him. And so in that recognition, he handed over 10% of the spoils that he had won through war. Now, the whole point of that is, since Abraham recognized that Melchizedek was greater and the Levitical line came out of Abraham, then Melchizedek is greater than the Levites. And since Jesus is a priest like Melchizedek and not like Aaron, Jesus' priesthood is superior to the Levitical priesthood. So it's just one more point that the writer is making, that Jesus is superior to everything in the old covenant. He has a superior priesthood. He has a superior covenant. And that's the point he's making. We tend to look at it and say, well, wait a minute. Abraham gave a tenth part of all to this guy named Melchizedek, so we need to do that. That's not what this is about at all. He's just saying that Jesus Christ is superior to the Levites. The Levites could not make us perfect. The Levites could not enable us to draw near to God in perfect worship. That task was given to Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's the only one that could make that happen. So that's what this passage is all about.
Oh, okay. And Paul never, ever says anything in the New Covenant about us giving 10% of our money anyway. The only thing he simply says
to excel in the grace of giving.
Right. That's right.
Let the grace of God move in your heart in such a way that you want to give of your resources to further the work of Jesus Christ here on earth, and to help meet needs of those around you. But the grace of God does such a work in your life that you really want to participate. Just as Paul said, you know, he gives the example of the Macedonians. They were begging for Paul to allow them to participate financially in what was going on. And we desperately want to give of our resources to help. And I think that's what the grace of God does. So if we'll just trust the grace of God to work in a person's life, then we don't have to worry about badgering them or clobbering them over the head and saying, hey, you need to give, and this is how much you need to give, and all of those sort of things. We can just trust the grace of God to move them in that way.
Okay, I just, it makes me sick. Why do we love to pervert things like that. And it's so clear in the New Covenant, and most people just don't know. You know, it makes me mad that these preachers want to pervert that word like that.
Well, I think that's the big issue there, is what we don't know is that we're no longer under the old, and we as Gentiles were never under the old. We were just under the law of sin and death. Jesus Christ has set us free from that so that we can experience a new covenant. And so the big issue is, are you in the new covenant? And if you're in the new covenant, then excel in the grace of giving. If you think you're still in the old, then go ahead and tithe and see what it's going to do for you. But if you're going to do that, follow exactly what the Old Testament says about that. You know, when you look at it, it's almost 23% that you're encouraged to bring into the storehouse, and it was food products and agriculture and you know, things from your cattle and that sort of thing. So if you feel like you're in the old covenant, follow that to the letter. But if you're in the new, allow the grace of God to work in your heart. Well, DeRon, thanks for your call today. Sure appreciate the question.
Yes, indeed. Friends, we hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. That's Basic Gospel RDO. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, 1-800-677-9377, toll-free wherever you hear the broadcast, 1-800-677-9377. Bob to Brooklyn, let's talk to Louise, listening on WMCA. Hi, Louise. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Louise.
Hi. How's everything?
We're doing just fine. How can we help you today?
Well, I can't get you on my radio now at this time. But anyway, I called up. I have two questions. The first question is, in the Lord's Prayer, when it says, "Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil," God doesn't lead you into temptation.
No, he doesn't. God tempts...
What does that mean?
No one. You know, that's a great question, Louise, and I've struggled with that. You know, it says right before that Jesus Christ was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God. And there in the wilderness, he faced temptations of all kinds. I mean, everything that Satan had in his arsenal, he threw at Jesus Christ. And Jesus was led there by the Spirit of God. So I don't know if it has a reference to that, but it's really a strange deal, especially in light of what James says in his letter, that God tempts no one, that God's not involved in that at all. So I would say that's what we're... have to come down on as far as God is concerned, that God isn't going to lead us into temptation. I think it could be, God protect me from temptation. Certainly in this world in which we live, we're going to face temptation every single day. And it comes in all shapes and sizes. It hits us from every single angle. And so I think the prayer is, deliver us from those temptations, deliver us from evil. And he does that through truth. As we stand on the truth of God and his word, that's where we gain the victory.
Okay, now, can I ask you something else?
Certainly, Louise.
Remember I had told you I was having trouble with drugs, getting off the drugs? Well, I'm trying to get off, and I'm really having a hard time, like, reading the Bible, and my faith is, like, not strong. Is there any way I could go in the Bible and maybe, I mean, the whole Bible is good. Something there that is a good scripture for me, or a psalm would be a good psalm for me that I could keep repeating over?
Well, I would probably point you, you know, maybe into the book of Ephesians. Louise, I think what you're going through, you've had these struggles with getting off of drugs and that sort of thing, and it's difficult, isn't it?
And what makes it? Yes, but I want to do it.
I know you do. Well, and here's the deal. Sometimes, you know, when your flesh has been satisfied in a certain way and you've developed a dependence upon a drug and there's an addiction there, what right. happens is when you feel you're really susceptible to that, you start thinking, well, maybe I'm not even a Christian, or, you know, there's all kinds of thoughts that go through your head. And when those type of thoughts go through your head and you start to entertain those thoughts, you certainly don't feel like picking up the Bible and reading. And so you just have to say, hey, that's not me. I am a child of God. I have been born again of the Spirit. God's Spirit lives inside of me, and he is telling me that I belong to Jesus Christ. So in spite of the fact that I don't feel that right now, I'm going to stand on that by truth, and I am going to let the truth of God's word speak into my situation right now. And just say, Lord, I am open to what you're going to tell me. And I think that's when we learn how to do that, is when we can start seeing those victories come in day-to-day life. And yeah. So, Louise, I just encourage you. You are a child of God. And, you know, this problem with drugs, that very issue is going to tell you something different. You know, it's going to...
No, it has. I hear it. Yeah. You're not going to make it.
Yeah. Whatever the drug issue is saying to you, that's not who you are, and that's not truth. So you're going to say, hey, I'm not going to let you keep me from looking at what is true. And I'm going to get in that word of God, and I'm going to see what truth is, and I'm going to trust the Spirit of God to teach me truth. Let me do this for you, Louise. I have a little book called Love Is. Let me put that in your hands, okay? I think it'll be a big help, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll get that to you.
Absolutely. Bob, very quick, let's go to Lake Hopatcong, New Jersey, and talk to Walter, listening on WMCA. Walter, welcome to Basic Gospel. Hello, Walter. You're on the air. Hello, Walter. You're on the air. Okay, let's put Walter, let's see. Okay, let's move on to San Rafael, California, and talk to Tempe, listening on KDIA. Tempe, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my phone call. I'm in a dilemma right now as far as job training, and I use oxygen. I have a family predisposition for incurable sarcoidosis. I need to be able to afford an oxygen portable, not the tanks, and it costs $10. A day. Right now I use a concentrator. My question to you is based on this. There's so much discrimination in this area out west, and we have to answer employment questions and even training with agencies that work for the government who will not train us. But can you refuse and say that we are discriminating if we are Christians? And
they won't train you because of the oxygen need?
It's not exactly that, but because they have to ask you the question if you have any problems working with people who are of different sexual orientation. Even more blatant here, because also that means,
right.
You know, different.
So the diversity issue is what you're talking about, that, and how companies are saying that, you know, you need to accept those, and what
that
I would suggest to you,
can you work with them, but I have no
what
objection
I would suggest
to that.
To you, yeah, if since you have no scripture. Objection to that, I would
don't
certainly.
Agree.
And you don't
so
have
I
to put that on
that.
An application. That's not what they're asking on an application. What you want
yeah,
to be able to do is yeah. enter into a workplace situation, being who you are, a child of God, and
yes.
having the opportunity to be a testimony to the gospel in that work setting. And you can
That's
do
right.
so without violating, any of those diversity issues. It is possible to do it. But yes, I think, being a Christian in today's world and today's culture can be very, very difficult. But God is faithful to those who are his very own. And so you can trust him in this particular area. Let me do this. Let me put you on hold. Let's find out a little bit more about your situation off air, and maybe we can
be
more help to you, okay?
Okay, we have put Tempe on hold, and we will try to get additional help to her. Bob, let's move on to Austin, Texas, and talk to Marvell, listening on KBBW. Marvell, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi. I really got a two-part, but if we can just do one of the parts, that's great. So I tell you, I was a part of a religious organization a while. In fact, I was an elder in there. But I started to see some things that kind of concerned me. Well, I thought that Jesus was the mediator. He was my mediator. He was our mediator. But with this particular group, I was told that he's not my mediator. He's only the mediator for the saints and those who are chosen ones. So my only mediation would have to be through the leaders of this particular group. And I wanted to know what you thought about that. And I'll tell you a little bit of the argument. The argument was that since the word mediator is used in a legal sense, Paul was only talking about those who could be referred to as apostles or who had a closer association with Jesus. For example, Jesus, he was really close to the apostles, but the disciples, they weren't there with him. He had that special meal. So there was a special group, a special covenant with them. And I was told that I'm not in that covenant. In fact, most humans on the earth
well,
are
I
not
think,
only a few.
Yeah. Well, I think if I'm in your shoes, I turn and run away from that as quickly as possible. Anytime
okay.
you have an authoritarian type hierarchy set up where you have to be under the control of leaders in that way, and then they speak to God on your behalf, and everything has to work through them, that is religious bondage. And I would just encourage you to run as quickly as possible and run to truth. The truth of the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for you so that you could live in a new covenant that's available to all. As believers in Christ, we're all a part of the priesthood. Every single one of us, we have become a royal priesthood. There's no one that has a higher standing than anyone else in this gospel of grace. So I encourage you to come to Jesus.
Marvell, I'm sorry, we're out of time for this edition. Hope you will keep listening and call again if we can be
of
help.
Put him on hold, Bob, and let's get some more information to him.
Yes, indeed. He is on hold, as a matter of fact. Friends, your support keeps Basic Gospel on the air, bringing liberating truth to the airwaves and online each day. To express our appreciation for your generous gift this month and to commemorate Independence Day in America and Independence Month, we'll send you this new 6-CD series called Gateway to Grace, A New Covenant Journey to Faith and Freedom. If you're tired of phony, boring religion, if you're tired of looking for something different and real and not finding it, if you're tired of going through the motions, you can experience freedom, and Gateway to Grace can point you in the right direction. Gateway to Grace, yours this month for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Request yours online when you visit basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call 1-800-727-2828 and make your request by phone. 1-800-727-2828. Now for Bob and the staff, Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again Monday for another edition of Basic Gospel.